In the aftermath of Orange Shirt Day, I wish to share some reflections about Guelph and its relationship with the local Indigenous community. For the second year, Indigenous community members organized a sacred fire to honor and to mark a day of truth and reconciliation. 2 hours were set aside to allow allies and community members to share time together at the fire, to be in solidarity as the community grieved. Later in the day, a time was set aside for the Indigenous community to offer prayers and come together in song and ceremony, not to perform for an audience. I am thankful for the many people who brought love and care to us by sharing our grief and by participating in ceremony. It is what allies do and must do. I was heartened by the number of city staff who came because we had built relationships through working on committees together. I was disheartened that only a few councillors came, though every ward has Indigenous people living there. I would liken this day of ceremony to attending a funeral. We go to support the grieving family, share stories and look for hope and healing. I scanned web pages and Facebook pages to see how councillors marked this day and I was saddened by how few took note. I wish to acknowledge that some chose to act quietly and were not wanting to take up space. I commend those who spent time reflecting on this day and throughout the year. It leaves me wondering, why do you ask us to meet and talk about land acknowledgements when many of you don't acknowledge our existence in Guelph? Why advertise all the activities marking the day but ignore those developed and hosted by us, using parkland that was created in relationship with the city? Why do you look beyond us to talk with Indigenous groups outside the city about local work, such as the Emma Street Bridge? Do you think Haudenosaunee from Six Nations are more likely to use that bridge than us local folk? Senator Murray Sinclair said that reconciliation occurs in our conversations with one another. We need you to be part of that conversation if reconciliation is part of Guelph's community plan. I hope that those members of City Council who have not yet responded will express either their commitment to reconciliation or why they are unable to be part of reconciliation. I look forward to seeing a more visibly engaged City Council post-election. Tahatsinhate.